Denver rushes four. Protection breaks down. Rivers in trouble, and Shaq Barrett got him and slams him into the turf at the 15-yard line.
Welcome back to In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. This, of course, not Coach Kubiak. It is outside linebacker Shaquille Barrett, former CSU Ram. All right, Shaq, let's get into this thing. 4.5 sacks right now for you on the season. Look, man, last year you were just kind of middling around on the practice squad. You're playing some serious minutes all of a sudden. How does your mindset change from what it was last year to what it is this year?
I took last year as a learning experience. I had great guys in front of me to learn from, and some guys who be on practice squad don't have that in front of them. I just have some normal average guys in front of them. So I used that as a building block for the next season and motivation, because I knew the practice squad was a good spot for me my first year, but I know I ain't want to be there forever. So I just used that to help motivate me. And now I'm just trying to run with my opportunity that I have. I knew I could be able to contribute to the team, special teams this year. But defensively, I didn't know I was going to have such a big role as I have right now. So that shocked me a little bit. But I've been playing well, and the coach has been trusting me a lot out there. So I just want to reward him for trusting me.
DeMarcus Ware is still injured. You've been getting a lot of playing time due to that. This is a guy you talk about learning from, some of those veteran-type guys. You know, him along with Von Miller, two of the best to learn from, I'm going to assume.
Oh, yeah, I most definitely learn from them every day. Like, even during game day when D-Ware wasn't out there, he was watching the tackles, letting us know what they susceptible to out there, and just trying to help us on our pass rushes and even in a run game. And Von, he's a great athlete. Yeah, great athlete. And he tried to teach us some of the moves he do, too, but it's a lot of learning from Von.
They're hard to duplicate, no doubt about it. Well, look, man, you're having a good season in and of yourself, 4.5 sacks, as I mentioned. Let's go ahead and run this first sack here. This is the one you got last week. Here's one of those 4.5. Coming against Phillip Rivers, walk me through it.
I was in the Hollywood position, and I kind of knew, like, the snap count and stuff.
Wait, the Hollywood position?
Yeah, Hollywood is pretending like I'm going to drop back in coverage.
Right. Okay.
Yes, I was pretending like I was going to drop in coverage, and I kind of knew the snap count a little bit, so I was able to hold my Hollywood a little bit longer. So 78, he came out a little bit later on me because I was a little bit wide, and I was too wide out to go around him, so I had to go through him. So that was my best way to get to the quarterback, so I went through him, and Rivers was right there waiting for me.
You're early, you're young in your career. Do you have a favorite sack yet that you've got? I mean, you got Phillip Rivers, that's obviously a good one. Is there one that you kind of rank up there as your favorite, maybe your first? I don't know.
Not probably this one.
Yeah.
Because all the other ones, like two of them, it was like, give me sacks.
There,
yeah.
They just. From a team, you're prepping.
No, they like let me go. Like on two of my sacks, they let me go. So I think this was like the one I had to work the hardest for so far. So, yeah, I like that one.
Shaq, your time at CSU, working with the great coaching staff there, your time last year working with Jack Del Rio, now working with Wade Phillips. Can you pinpoint what it is about Wade that really kind of lets this defense do its thing?
It is the scheme that he put his in. Everybody, the people we have on the team is real good for the 3-4 scheme. We have good man corners back then. We got good pass rushers on the edge. And then our defensive ends and nose guard, they really good on double teams. And then the inside guys, linebackers, they good at stacking and read. And then, like, everything just works good together. And 4-3 was good, too. But, like, our personnel is more of a 3-4 personnel team. So he was just he was able to unlock, like, the next level and get us to that next level. And that's why we number one right now in the defense, and we want to get the number one in every category now.
Off the field questions for you. I know you got a couple little kiddos, couple sons, correct?
And one daughter.
And one daughter. Yep. So three kids all together, and family's good, everybody's happy, and you're, doing your thing?
Yeah, they overcoming that sickness. They've been sick for like the past couple days.
Tis the season.
Yeah, but they're getting back into that normal moves and playing around a lot now. Like, it's sad when they sit, they just lay down and nap all day, but they're getting back to their normal selves now.
There it is. Shaquille Barrett, thanks, buddy.
Yep.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
And a reminder, Coach is back in just a few minutes. But for now, let's go back to studio where Raul is standing by with this week's This is Broncos Country.
Thanks, Nick. The Broncos are battling the longest injury list Gary Kubiak has ever had to deal with. Part of the system to keep guys healthy is tracking their every move. In this week's This is Broncos Country, brought to you by Mike Shaw Subaru, Cammy Carmen explains why the strength and conditioning coaches have gone high tech to keep tabs on players.
When the Broncos hit the practice field, assistant strength and conditioning coach Anthony Lamondo is recording every shuffle, sprint, and snap.
So we can tell them, hey, last practice you got up to 18 miles an hour.
These small tracking devices are actually doing all the work.
They each have a player's name and number on them.
They get tucked into a pocket in players' jerseys every day.
What it has is GPS, accelerometers, magnetometers in there, and gyroscopes. And what it's really looking at is movement in all three planes.
A lot of fancy technology to map movement.
Intensity, the amount of sprints they do.
After practice, the devices are hooked up to a computer program.
The download process is pretty quick.
Which basically can put a number on effort and intensity.
It really allows us to back off when we need to back off. And then push when we need to push.
It's all about trying to find the most effective practice habits and maximize game day performance.
The goal is to really help them feel better, right, and really give us as much information so that we can really target what we do in here to help them be as best they can on Sunday.
The trackers are certainly helpful when it comes to getting guys back healthy. There are currently 17 Broncos on the lengthy injury report, and if you're a guy trying to get back into the lineup, being able to grade how you feel after a workout is a huge advantage.
This is what you was doing before the injury, and they have the information, and now let's get back to that point to where you were doing the same things before you go back out on the field, and it makes you feel more comfortable because you have the information.
It actually helps. You know, if a guy is overworking, then the next day they come in, you can monitor that guy and maybe reduce his reps.
But not everyone is a fan.
Personally think it's a conspiracy theory, you know. You know what I'm saying? Pretty soon they put them in, the next thing you know, they're going to have machines playing football.
Machines wouldn't be nearly as much fun.
They'll know when you're sandbag. Nobody don't need to know that.
Cammie Carmen, Fox 31 Denver.
Thanks, Cammie. Great stuff still to come on In the Zone. Coach Kubiak sits back down with Nick to talk about the division rival Raiders. Plus, it's another busy week for the injury report. We'll let you know who's in and who's out. That's next.